Well, for me, because I read them and I watch them, reading it, first of all, I didn't know who done it by page 20 or page 40 or page 60. So that was kind of a plus. And then I'd wanted to do something with Ashley for a while. And I met Phil a few years ago and, interestingly enough, did a reading of Runaway Jury with him. But, you know, neither of us got that job. So I still wanted to do something with him. So this was an opportunity to do that. So it was kind of an easy choice to make. He's, well, visually stimulating, for one. He has a great, you know, narrative style that fits into his visual style. He allows the actors to be extremely creative in terms of what he's trying to do. And I've discovered that he's very collaborative in terms of the rehearsal period and what we bring to what he's trying to do. And he meshes that, you know, very well with where he's trying to go, with the vision that he has for the film that he's going to make. You would think that he's very kind of, I guess, on the right. He has an interesting job. I mean, being the commissioner of police and kind of a law and order kind of guy. And when you see him, he's kind of authoritative in terms of how he speaks and treats her. And you find out that he's a father figure, sort of a mentor. And he's kind of a two-headed dragon. He's very strict with her, but he's also very loving and protective. And it's very much like a family dynamic between the two of them. You know, she loves him, and then she fights him, and then she loves him again. He loves her, and he fights her, and he loves her again. He's very judgmental of her lifestyle, but he's still very complimentary of her achievements and very proud of the fact that she's gotten to where she is in the police department. We meet socially and just kind of hang out and talk about the South and growing up and doing that whole thing. And by the time we reached this point, I had passed up, you know, opportunities to work with her before because I was doing other stuff. So doing this was a kind of different kind of role for her. Yes, a girl in distress, but more in control of the distress that she was in than before. She was kind of creating her own kind of mess and trying to get herself out of it. And she pulls you into this thing that she has, this kind of girl that is in trouble, but kind of gives you this love that makes you want to help her, but you know that she's capable of taking care of herself, but you still want to give of yourself to her. And as an actress, that's a kind of winning quality that works on screen for an audience as well as the actor who's on the other side, because it's so believable when you watch it happening. And it's believable in the moment you're doing it with her. And it's a wonderful thing because you don't find that very often. And it just makes you want to come back for more.
Ashley Judd, Samuel L. Jackson, Andy Garcia.
You always tell your partner the truth!
Well, I'm telling you now. There's nobody I can trust.
Twisted.